Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 15th of January. Starting off with Brand Shield, where we had that resistance line break and the break of the previous December peak there around 27 pence. And the view was and is that while we're above that particular mid-20s zone, we should see further upside. Best call at the moment is that we could head up towards the top of the December price channel, currently hinting at a target as high as 40 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of this month. A stock which is quite highly followed at the moment is Mossman Oil and Gas. And here the shares have been trying to give us the big break to the upside that the bulls have been looking for. Current situation is that we've bounced off the 50-day moving average at 0.15, at least while we're above that particular feature on a weekly close basis. Hopefully we can see the shares eventually getting up to 0.4 pence, which is the top of a March 2020 price channel. If you're cautious on the shares, you're waiting for an end of day close through the initial January resistance at 0.22 to give you the momentum trigger for a 0.4 pence target over the following 4 to 6 weeks. Next up, a stock which has been rather more keen to move around, and that's Metals Exploration. Here we've got the gap up through resistance, the old peak for the initial peak rather for January, 2.14 pence, and we've gapped through that, which normally suggests that there'll be more follow through or follow through for the stock. Up to, in this case, a target as high as 4 pence as soon as the end of next month, while we hold above the 2 pence area, that target of 4 pence, the top of a rising November trend channel. So hopefully let's see how that's hit. This stage only really back below the floor of the channel and the 50-day moving average at 1.76 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. On to a stock which has been struggling to get off the ground, but looks like it may finally be getting off the ground, and that's Non-Standard Finance. The reason for the relative enthusiasm here is the way that we're starting to build from the recent base just below the 3 pence zone, breaking that line of resistance there from November. That's currently running around 3.2 pence, so above that on an end of day or a weekly close basis, and we could hit the falling trend line from August, currently promising a target as high as 4.25, hopefully over the next 4 to 6 weeks here, let's say by the end of next month. Only really back below the 50-day line, 3.12, delaying the upside scenario, and I suppose only really back below 3 pence, cancelling it completely. More obscure stock, and hopefully a new situation to keep an eye on, is the following one, One Media. Here we've got the shares breaking through the 200-day moving average, rising at 6.63 pence, and a weekly close above that 200-day line could set the shares on a journey towards a pretty decent upside. A resistance line projection from back at the end of 2018, which is promising a 12 pence plus target, which is obviously where the shares peaked out 3 years ago as well, so it kind of adds up for One Media. On to another stock which has managed to base out over recent weeks after a rather weak looking start, but good to see President Energy now pushing higher. The key break here was the break of the 200-day moving average at the end of last month, and then finding support above it around 1.64, which is also where the 50-day line is now. The view is that the longer we stay above August post-August resistance at 2 pence on an end-of-day or a weekly close basis, the greater the chance of a move up towards 4.5 or even 5 pence, which is basically testing late 2019, early 2020 resistance. And that's a 2 to 3 month target while we hold above 2 pence, certainly back below the 50-day line, really delaying the upside scenario there. Another less frequent flyer on the runway at the moment comes in the form of the stock that I'm going to look at now, Petroneft. Here we've got a gap through resistance, which is one of the best signals, or the better signals around at the moment. 0.69 the initial peak for December, and 0.7 for January, so above 0.7 on an end-of-day close basis, and we're looking hopefully towards the April resistance line projection at 1.2 pence as soon as the end of next month. Good to see Riverfort finally responding to bullish sentiment. The reason, I suppose, a double reason here. One was the introduction of the dividend, which was quite chunky, around 7%. And the second is the way that the company holds over 20% of Piraeus, which is currently shooting higher, around, I think, 14-15p the last time I looked. And so with the shares having nearly tripled in the last month or so, obviously, as a major stakeholder, Riverfort will benefit. Initial target here up to 1.6 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from last March. And that's valid while we hold above the initial 1.29 pence resistance for January. If you're a fan of the stock and looking for further gains, that would be according to, if we can get through 1.6, then the next level up would be towards 2.2 at that March resistance line projection, or 2.3 pence, that March resistance line from last year. A stock which is hardly ever out of focus and is being willed higher most of the time as well is Vast Resources. Here we had a rather nasty gap down through support, previous support of 0.15, so trying to regroup after that. A little bit of a bear trap there towards 0.1 pence, and we recovered from that relatively well. So above that June resistance line there at 0.11, chance of recovery towards at least the 200-day moving average there at 0.17. But at this stage, a little bit early really to call the shares much higher than that, given the rather painful gap down that we had last month. Just three stocks to go now. Another stock which is hopefully in recovery mode and has been requested today, Westminster Group. Here you can see that shares have gone into this rising trend channel from the beginning of last month. The base has been built just below the 4 pence level, and higher support for January at or above 4 pence. But probably want to see a clearance of this resistance line there from the beginning of the month around 4.3 pence on an end of day close basis. If you can beat that and get through that, then the target here, hopefully by the end of the month, would be towards the 50-day moving average and the top of the December channel at 5 pence. Going on to the last stock today, which has been quite a pleasant surprise in terms of the persistence of the rally that we've seen. Here we've got Zinmald Lithium, which is basically in a rising trend channel, which I'm just about to draw now. Top of the channel at the moment looks as though it's heading towards the low 20s, so 21, 22 pence, that channel from the end of October. And while we remain above the initial January resistance at 13 pence, hopefully looking towards 21, 22 pence by the end of next month, and hopefully even as soon as the end of this month. That's it for me today. More updates over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.